Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Peshalach, Shabbos Shira, Tu Bishvat, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Learn Shem Yitzchus, Sufush, Lema Berchai, Esetil, Bas Ariel, Tzipora, Hitam Ashchai, Menezuchai, Lema Noriel, Maruchai Yaakov, Yidu, Baruch, Beso, Shecho Yisrael. First idea comes to us in the Abda Rebbe, the Oiv Yisrael. Oiv Yisrael, the Apostle Yudalit Beis, beginning of the Parsha, Vayashuva Yachanu, Fnepi Achiros, talking about Klai Yisrael, and their encampments, and their the way they traveled at Mitzrayim. Al Diach Remez, the Oiv Yisrael gives us a derech and a piece of advice. He tells us that when before we learn Torah and Daven, and before you Daven or you learn, you got to make sure you have Yishuv Adas. And this is not just a Chassidish thing. This is a Mishnah, Propashin in Brachos. They come an hour early, whatever Shah Achas means, to be able to prepare themselves to be able to speak to Hashem. Moses Shah, he says that at the end of the day, they'll be able to understand what they're about to do. Because Torah and Tefillah needs Yishuv Adas, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudal, the Kayan Dal Lefnei Miata, you have to know who you're standing in front of. It says now, we'll read it back in the part, we'll read back in the Pasuk. Vayashuva Vayachanu, Vayachanu Shechoyne Mitoch Yishuv Adas. What is Machane? It means you rest. You have the Yishuv Adas, that you know you're present and you're mindful. Lefnei piachiros doesn't just mean in that place of piachiros in the opening of the chiros. No, it refers to piachiros perish achiros, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos Perek Vav. Ain lecha ben chayin al misha osa b'torah. Someone who's a ben chayin is someone who's also in the Torah. Yamdu l'siyash v'daitum l'sponim mash holchem azaz. The yashuv v'yachanu. Make sure you have yishuv adas machane. You're sitting and you understand that you're present. Lefnei before the piachiros. Before you come into davening and to be able to learn, it's a tremendous, tremendous insight. Be able to make sure we strip ourselves from all the things that are happening before we go into davening to be able to learn. You put the phone away, you put the thoughts away. To understand we're fully focused in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. Like Rabbi Nachman tells us, Hayoim, in Mikolov Sashmo. But whatever's in front of me, I don't know what's going to happen in 2 weeks or tomorrow. Hayoim, I'm only focused on today, Rabbi Nachman. Hayoim, Torah, Ayin, Resh, Beis. Today, the Rav Weinberger Shlita, he just gave a whole shmooze. Look it up, it's already up on YU Torah. About being present, being focused in the moment, being one in the moment. And this is exactly the term of Noiv Yisrael, Adina number two. Adina number two comes to us from the Rebbe to Rebbe Zer Kodesh, Yudal Yugimel. So we see that Moshe Ben is telling Kali, so no, stand up and we're going to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yeshua coming. Says the Rebbe to Rebbe, an incredible word. We said, we want to see Hashem's salvation. No. They weren't davening for the Yeshua. Pasha pshat, they were davening for themselves. But the much deeper pshat is they were davening. You want to daven that we should be able to see Hashem, to see Hashem's salvation. They weren't davening just for the salvation. They were davening they should have eyes to see. They were davening they should have eyes to see their boshim in their lives. To see Kadosh Baruch Hu in the big things and in the minor things. Rabbi Goldberg Shlita, our Rav, he tells about all this time. It's a family WhatsApp group. But not just a family WhatsApp group. It's a family WhatsApp group. Where did you see Hashem? Hashkacha Pratis. Where did you see Hashem? It could be the big things, it could be in the airport, we get a bag, or it could be small things, something small. But to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Siyatsu Moshe Benu sing, Hisiyatsu Ru, Eis Yeshua Hashem, Asher Yasa Lachem Hayom. Look at Kadosh Baruch Hu, look to see Hashem today. Look for Hashem. Look, how can you dive into the Rabbanu Shalom if you don't see Him and look for Him and seek Him and search Him? That's what the Zera Kodesh is telling us. We have to look for Him. We want to be able to see the Rabbanu Shalom. Tu B'Shvat is all about seeing the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? B'nai Yisrael tells us, you don't see the fruit on Tu B'Shvat. It's still, in Eretz Yisrael, the fruits are barely there. But down deep in the sapling, says B'nai Yisrael, we know that something's changing. We dive into the Rabbanu Shalom to see. To see the sapling changing in our lives, to see every situation, to see the Rabbanu Shalom. Even if we don't see the fruits, we do know that the Rabbanu Shalom is mamish in the roots. He's behind the scenes in anything and everything. A beautiful idea from that Zerah Kodesh, B'nai Salzcher, Rabbi Goldberg, his family. What's up, group? Idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Kiddush Levi. When we get to Oz Yashir, incredible vort. Tezvav Aleph. So the Rebbe Shalom has a few explanations, but the one I want to focus on is this one. He says, what's the Iker Pshat? A lot of Vayomru and Lamor. Says the Kiddush HaSlevi, what's the pshat for us? Tehine ikar, a lot of, right, just no questions and answers. It's right to the avodah this week. Tehine ikar, asimcha sheyehudi himashe yuchol lavod Hashem. The greatest joy, the greatest pride, the greatest privilege and opportunities for a Jew that is able to serve the Rabbeinu Shem. And so, there was ayah atzah shayah, afshah lavod, as lomer, oz shir l'Hashem. What's the greatest? Oz yoshi moshe v'nei Yisrael, mefar sham atzah haisha shashira, es hashira azuz l'Hashem. Ratzolom azah sha'atzma sheyesh lai b'chol eskus lomar shir l'Hashem. You know what the biggest praise to the Rabbeinu Shem is? Azir Moshe ben Israel as a Shir Lazos Hashem Vayomer Leimor. The biggest praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're able to Vayomer Leimor. The greatest song for us, the greatest privilege for us, is a Geshmak to be a Yid. It's not just a song. It's a Geshmak to be a Yid. It's a Geshmak to be able to live a life with meaning and purpose and values, to feel close to the Rabbeinu Shem. And I'm not going in my life, when if I'm going through a Choshech, like Rav Weimer talked about tonight, I know that I'm with my Chavirim, I'm with the Rabbeinu Shem on my side, 101. It's geshmak to be a yid. This is what I mean. Rav Weinberg says from other tzaddikim, but I've heard also in the name, I think the Rishoner. We say in benching. What do we say in benching? After noydilecha, we say va'al hakoil Hashem anach nemodim lach. Right, and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we praise you, mevarach masach, we bless you. Says the Rishoner, al hakoil and everything Hashem anach l'kenu anach nemodim lach. The fact that we're able to be able to thank you, that's the biggest praise in the entire world. Alakol is that Hashem Elokeinu, is that you're our God. And Anachnu Moedim Lach, we are yours. We get to think, we have a relationship with you. Geshmak to be a Yid, says the Rishoner. Not to Kiddush HaSlevi. We finally got to Kriyas Yamsuf, and we saw Geshmak to be a Yid. The privilege, the opportunity. Sheyachol La'avodas Hashem, says the Kiddush HaSlevi. The Alakol Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Moedim Lach. The greatest privilege is to be able to thank you, to have a relationship with you. Beautiful Kiddush HaSlevi and the Rishoner, Adin HaMefor. Adin HaMefor comes to us from the Chidah. Nacha kedumim tezvav chavav. So the pasuk says that Yomer im shamat yishbol chashem and chavav yeshabayinim taasev. Like zinan dal matzav shvat chokotav lam chol amachla asher samti mitzrayim lo asim lech. All the machlas I'm going to bring on in Egypt I won't bring upon you. Kenei yashem revecha. I'm your healer. Says the chidah in the nacha kedumim. What is the kesher between obeying Torah, right? All these psukim we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, listening to Hashem's voice, and healing. Says the chidah. Fortunately, there are people. I saw Sachabad.org, I don't see it inside, I have to get myself to the Nacha Kedumin. There are people who refuse to fulfill mitzvahs, they don't understand. The mitzvahs they understand, they won't. The mitzvahs they don't. They don't do. The response to them is, Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this, the response to them is that one who's ill, Rachmanatah visits a doctor who prescribes medication. Though the patient's not a pharmacist, he's going to listen to the doctor. Similarly, Kadosh Baruch Hu is our doctor, says the Chidah. He prescribes Torah and mitzvahs, it keeps us spiritually healthy. That's exactly what the connection between Torah and Kiani Hashem Rafecha. We might not understand everything, but we know that it transforms us, it changes us. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu's biggest advice. And this is exactly what the Ruach Chaim, Rabbi Goldberg Shlita, always likes to say over. The Mishnah says, Pikriyavas, Torah is Mechsharto. Torah kashas, makes a person more holy and healthy. But not just him holy and healthy, but it kashas up, it transforms us, it changes us. When we serve the Rabbeinu Shem, the things that we make sense, Kavalda, the things that we don't make sense, but we still do it, that even it's even a higher level, says Chidah. Just like we go to a doctor, we fully trust the doctor, his advice. Achas kama v'kamad, we trust in the ultimate doctor, Melech Malchim, Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for every mitzvah, for every little thing that he tells us. What an incredible idea from the Chidah, Chaim V'lozhan, Ruach Chaim, Din number 5. Din number 5 comes as the Morinayim at the end of the Parsha, Yud Zayin Yud Alf, and Morinayim. I didn't see this inside, but I saw a quote from the Nachman Shtivka Rebbe. I couldn't see the find in the Morinayim. Hayakasha Yari Moshe Yodav Agavi Yisrael, when Moshe's hands was raised, Chai Yisrael won. So the Gemara says it, Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Chav Tes, Yaman Alef, Chiyadav Shemoshe also Mechama, or Shavaz Mechama, did the hands of Moshe win or lose the victory? No. And the Kozman Shal Yisrael Mestakel Chav Emayel, Mesham Nesleibim, Mavim Meshubram, Hayim Yisgabrim, Yimav HaYinofim. No, it just refers to the Chai's hearts were focused on their Bono Shom, and then they were able to be successful. When they weren't, they were not successful. Says Mori Naim, what does the Yod of Shemoshe have to do with Liba Mishal Yisrael? What's the connection between Yod of Shemoshe? Clearly, the Mishnah is making that connection. The Chiyod of Shalmaisha and Liba and Shal Yisrael. What's the connection? Says the Moinam, you know, the Iker of Avodah of Chodesh Baruch Hu, the Iker of Avodah Hashem is Das, right? The Pasuk says Das, Alakei Avicha V'Avdei, the Pasuk says Devar Yamim. Das is the connection, right? The Adam Yodas Chava, the Adam Yun knew that he was together with her, it was B'Yichud. Says the Moinam, what does it mean to be together? It means to have Ava V'Yira. And the Zohar tells us that Shnei Yedaim refers to Ava and Yira. Ava and Yira. And isn't Moshe the Das of Klai Yisrael, says the Zohar? Moshe is the das of Klal Yisrael. Like Hashem Yori Moshe Yoda. What does that mean? She Moshe hadas garam liYisrael like bias yadayim hayno ava yira alay shemesbach shayidayze hayusam shtabes libam navi b'shem mashamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was our leader. Moshe Rabbeinu was our das. If the das is strong, if the rosh is strong, that trickled down to Klal Yisrael's leiv. That could trickle down to Klal Yisrael, to the army. When the leader is strong, that trickles down to everybody else. When the leader has das, when you go to a Weimarger event, and you mashpia for the year, like Rabbi Gober told text me tonight. It's mashpia for you for the entire year. Moshe Rabbeinu is the das. Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader. He's the connecting, he's the leader. And that trickles down to the Liban Shalabim Shoshman to Klal Yisrael. That's exactly what it's all about. Rabbi Nachman also talks all about being connecting to a tzaddik. When you connect to a tzaddik, you're not just chas v'shalom, that's a different religion, bowing down to a tzaddik. But you understand, you're seeing the pnimis of what holiness is, and it trickles down to you to find the tzaddik within yourself. Rabbi Nachman talks all about this, Rabbi Meir talks all about this. That you connect to the tzaddik, you ask the tzaddik helps you raise up your tefillahs, be able to connect the tzaddik to see what holiness is, and it's a meshpi on you. Just like we have to go through a Macy's or Bloomingdale's, you go through that perfume section, you get trickled down from Kedusha, from Tahara, it trickles down. That's exactly what the Maor Naim is telling us. To be able to hold on to that fruit tree, to hold on to that song of a Rebbe, that song of a Tzaddik, the song of Tu B'Shvat, and that trickles down. When that tree is strong, and then the fruit are delicious. Ah, oh, beautiful Maor Naim, a beautiful Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Meilch. Let's review this five ideas. You start off thinking of the Ayub Yisrael, Shuvah v'Yachin l'fnei Piyachiros. Before you go do anything in Torah and Tefillah, Piyachiros, Mishael Sepetoyah, Shuvah v'Yachin. You have to have Yishuv Adas, to have Menuchas HaNefesh. Rabbi Nachman says, I am Torah, I am Rabbeish. You have to be Hayom Mikolash, you have to be present. Like when Sister Shem says, Paro is making you so busy. We have to look like the Baal Shem Dov tells us about Avad Atem, we have to lose the Mehira, the busyness. Rav Amir talked all about it. Look online, the Shir tonight in BRS was beautiful. All about this Indian, about Yishuv Adas and being present, fighting Choshech. At the end of Matuva said, from the Rav Shatzer, V'ru'a is the Isa, Shu'as Hashem Ash. It wasn't just seeing the Rav Shem salvation. V'ru'a is the Shu'. We ask Hashem that we should be able to see Him, to know Him, to see Him in our lives, even when it's dark, to see Him fully in our lives. Like Rabbi Goldberg's WhatsApp family group, where did you see the Rav Shem? The Kiddush is lazy. Oz Yal Shem Moshe, V'nez Hashem 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 Hashem. What was the greatest Shira? A Yom Rulei Mor. Hashir Hashem. They're able to have a relationship to Torah, to sing to the Moshe, to connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu, to have a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what the original Vayah. Ala Koil and everything, above everything, Hashem Elokeinu Nachnu Melachta. We're able to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are God, you are King, you are Father. That's the greatest praise and privilege. The Chidah tells us what's the connection between Torah and Mitzvahs, between Torah and Refuah, Tezvav, Chavav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all these Mitzvahs, and Rokein Einstein, Yanu Hashem Rafecha. Just like you go to a doctor, and you don't ask kashas on his prescriptions, on his medicine, so too, we don't ask kashas on the Mitzvahs and Torah. You know, everything is there for a reason. Correct measurements and anything and everything is weighed out. And that's when the Torah, Reb Chaim V'Lazhin, tells us, Torah is mechsharto, Torah makes us holy, and Torah kashes us up, transforms us, whether we know it or not, whether we understand the mitzvah or not, doesn't matter. It's holiness. Kedusha V'Yachin the 5th. And finally, the Amar Naim quotes the mission in Rosh Hashanah. Chiyad V'Shem Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are doing war, no, Mikla Yisrael's leave. Focused on Hashem, that's when they work. But what's the connection? Then why doesn't it say Yod of Shemoshe and Liban Shemoshe what I have to do? No, because it says the Zohar, the Iker is Das, and the Das is Moshe Rabbeinu. And when the Das is strong, when the head is strong, that trickles down strong to the Liban Shalvei V'Shemashman. That trickles down to Bnei Yisrael. Shvizoch Bez Hashem, to connect to Tzadikim, to connect to the Tzad within ourselves. Shvizoch Bez Hashem, to have Yishuv Adas, especially when it comes to Torah and Tefillah. But always have Yishuv Adas, always Menuch Sanefesh. Especially before Torah and Tefillah, to understand at the end of the day, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see Him, to understand at the end of the day, the greatest privilege to be a Yid, the greatest chus to be a Yid, to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and Mitzvahs, and when we understand and we don't understand it, and to connect to the Tzaddik, connect to our Rebbeim, connect to our teachers, to our role models, ultimately connect to the Tzaddik within ourselves, with Hashem, Shkoyach.